Dictation, 9th of September, patient Verlinda, V-E-R-L-I-N-D-A, Woods, W-O-O-D-S, date of birth 9/10/1952. Verlinda Woods was seen for an evaluation of hypercalcemia and elevated parathyroid hormone per paragraph. She gives a history of joint pains with cramps and constipation. And during the course of investigation was found to have an elevated calcium at 11.1 and parathyroid hormone at 106, period, paragraph. Past history is notable for hypertension and chronic kidney disease, period, paragraph. Family history is negative for calcium disorders or kidney stones, per paragraph. Social history, she has not worked because of severe third-degree burns as a child, period. Paragraph social, she smokes 8 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol, period, paragraph. General review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluation apart from the history. Prepared with an examination blood pressure 142 over 82, common weight 196 pounds, BMI is 37.6, period, the pulse is 72 per minute, period. The thyroid gland is not enlarged and there are no abnormal lymphatic masses palpable in the neck, but the heart's and lungs are clear and the peripheral examination is intact. Paragraph. I reviewed previous lab tests, which include serum calcium 11.1, comma, parathyroid hormone 106, comma, creatinine 1.45, and BUN 34, period. Paragraph. Parathyroid imaging study failed to reveal a hyperfunctioning parathyroid adenoma, period, paragraph, impression. Hypercalcemia, likely secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, patient with chronic kidney disease, stage 3, period. She also has hypertension, period, paragraph. Recommendations, colon. At this point, comma, a surgical consultation with a view towards possible neck exploration for a parathyroid adenoma is thought indicated, and I have left a message on the patient's telephone in regards to this recommendation per paragraph. I have recommended that she consult with Dr. Beth Kimball at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital with a view towards possible parathyroidectomy per paragraph. In a dictation.